Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, how good an idea is that? It's a great idea wherever you are, wherever you happen to be. That phone number will work basically any place. And so yeah, all you have to do to get a hold of me is just use it, 855-993-7569. And the best time to call is basically at the beginning of an hour and early, which Omar has done. Omar has so broken the system. So, Omar, without any further ado, let me welcome you to the program and ask you what I can do to help you. Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
I have a question. I was wondering, I found out that my partner cheated on me, a 6-month relationship. I thought it was going well and everything, but I accidentally found out when I got from Vegas. I was in Vegas for four days. When I came back, I found out that he was texting, and he met a couple of guys at his home to have sexual fun.
And I was did he actually sleep with them?
He admitted it that he did.
And how did you find out? You looked at his texts?
Actually, I was trying to take pictures with his phone, a brand new phone they gave him for Christmas, and
yeah.
I was looking. Why would it have messages if it's not even connected? I still don't know how he did that. And I was reading the messages right here in the front, and they were saying that, "Are you a hot bottom boy?" And you know, not to have so much description of what went on, but I did confront him, and he did admit that he had sex with him. And there was a couple of 20-year-olds.
How old are you, Omar?
I'm 37, and he's 46.
And you've been together 6 months. Was he remorseful? Did he have any explanation, or did he say, yeah, it's no big deal? What was his response?
That he needed, he had needs to fulfill.
Whoa!
And those needs, I can't fulfill because it's a gay relationship, and there's those needs that some stuff I don't like to do sexually. So he needs those needs to be fulfilled. So should I look past it? He is calling me now that he wants to see me after work. And
well, sure. I mean, he wants to have his cake and eat it too, so to speak. How do you feel about it?
Well, in a way, I'm heartbroken because why is he such a bigot? When guys look at me at the bar, he tends to get really angry and they're just looking. I actually haven't even done anything.
Well, I'll tell you, let me give you the easy answer to that. Well, it may not be very pleasant, but it's easy, which is people tend to see the world through their own. We filter everything through our own sensibilities. So he's a cheat. So he figures if guys are looking at you, if you have the opportunity, you're going to cheat because he would. What are you looking for in this relationship?
Well, I'm looking to be stable already because I'm tired of all the games and
Then dump him because he's telling you, he's telling you that he's going to cheat, that he basically is blackmailing you. He's saying either you're going to do what I want sexually, even though it may not be comfortable for you, may not be what you're into, but either you do that or I'm going to do it with somebody else and it's your fault. So this guy isn't really offering you very much.
No, and well, I guess I should just leave him.
Well, I would just say to him, I mean, it sounds like you obviously care about him on some level. I would just say to him, listen, I think you're great, but I'm into monogamy and I'm into mutual pleasure, not blackmailing somebody. So here's the deal. If at some point you decide that you're interested in a long-term monogamous, committed, consensual relationship, let me know. If not, wish you luck. Goodbye.
Okay.
Because, look, he has nothing to lose by being charming to you and saying, oh, Omar, you know, you're a great guy. But he's already told you. He's already told you it's his way or he'll be on the highway with other guys.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't snooping, Dr. Joy. It just came up.
No, I hear that it sounds like it was relatively innocent. But the point being that look, it's one thing if we don't know, right? It's one thing if you sort of can make the assumption that this is what's going on or whatever. But he's told you. He's been very specific. He's said, here's the deal, Omar. that there are things that I want to do sexually that you're not doing, and so I'm going to do them with somebody else, which means, well, who, I mean, younger schmunger, he's telling you that he's not, he does not have the same view of relationships that you do. You're looking for a committed, stable, caring adult relationship. He's looking for sex.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And maybe, and if I'm not that sexually active, maybe that's still no excuse for that, right?
Well, but it's not even sexually active. He's not saying, I'd like for us to have more sex, because that's a negotiable issue. You could say, well, all right, how often would you like to have sex? How often would I like to have sex? Where's the middle ground? You know, how do we sort this out? But that's not what he's saying to you. What he's saying to you is that this, I want to hang from the chandeliers with orangutans who are wearing Carmen Miranda hats. And you're saying, you know, I'm not into Carmen Miranda hats. And he's saying, well, then I'll find somebody who is. So he's not negotiating with you. He's giving you an ultimatum.
Okay. All righty then. Well, I'll do what he told me. Was it to leave him or just to tell him?
Well, I don't think you have to leave him. I think are you, the two of you living together?
No, I'm not. I live here with my mom because I got unemployed.
Well, I mean, he, basically, honey, look, the point is, he's telling you that this is his rules, and you're saying, you don't have to be angry, you don't have to say, I can't believe you did this, or I loved you, there don't have to be tears, there don't have to be recriminations, all you have to say is, here's the deal, this is what I want, this is what you want, they don't really overlap, so have a great life, don't call me.
Okay, alrighty, thank you.
Understand, he's going to be very seductive. And, Omar, give me another shot. You know, I've thought about it. But I'd be really, really careful about this because he has nothing to lose, and he's already told you what the ground rules are as far as he's concerned.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Dr.
Okay, you're welcome. I, you know, I hate to be giving people the bad news this early in the year.
No.
I mean, it is what it is, and you don't want to convince yourself that it's something that's different than that because it's not.
Okay. All righty then. Thank you.
You're welcome, Omar. 855-993-7569. I mean, yeah, look, sometimes people don't know what they want. Sometimes they're not very good at communicating it. But every once in a while, you find somebody who is very clear about what they want, and they're very willing to communicate it. And the point is that sometimes we pretend that they're kidding, or that they didn't say that, or whatever it is that we need to do to pretend to be able to stay in the relationship. But the point is, they've told us, right? And when it all hits the fan down the road and this happens again, he's going to say, Omar, I told you. You know, I told you that it was this way or you know, that I was going to mess around with other guys. I have needs. Okay. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, I feel a little bit like the Wicked Witch of the West, but that happens sometimes. But luckily, today is National Bean Day.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things that come to mind. Yes.
Are they able to be said on the air?
I'm trying to sort through them one at a time as quickly as possible. Well, one of them is it could also be National Bean Counters Day then.
Mm.
You know, a bean counter. I don't know where that came from. It's the expression to talk about accountants, right?
Okay.
You've not heard that term, a bean counter?
I have never heard that, no.
I think it's kind of a disrespectful term to refer to an accountant. They're the bean counters. Like when you want to get something done, the accountant department says, no, it's too expensive. You say, oh, those bean counters. So now I'm going to get a whole bunch of people, accountants, you're going to call up and yell at me. But I've actually been at things like fairs and stuff where they have a big jar that's filled with jelly beans. This is, I don't think it's National Jelly Bean Day, but jelly beans are a bean.
Right.
No, probably not, huh? And you have to guess how many are there. There you go. And it's also National Shortbread Day, which seems like we should probably be combining them, don't you think?
In some ways, yeah, I would think so.
For maximum... Well, we're not going to go there, are we? Okay, speaking of which, today, thank goodness, in 1540, Henry VIII married Anne of Cleves.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad for Anne.
Yeah.
Adios to her head. 1839, the most damaging storm in 300 years swept across Ireland, damaging and destroying more than 20% of the houses in Dublin. You know, it's really interesting to hear things like that because it kind of puts today's weather, like, you know, Katrina or something, in some kind of perspective, don't you think?
Yeah.
855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown program. I call it a program, they call it a show. You know, I think either way you look at it, you say tomato, I say chocolate, but it's all the same. All right, So 1853, this is something I didn't know. Tell me if you knew about this. A president-elect of the United States, Franklin Pierce, and his family are involved in a train wreck near Andover, Mass. Pierce's 11-year-old son, Benjamin, was killed in the crash. Did you know that?
No, I did. Before I found that and sent that to you, I had no idea that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's one of those really interesting things. I'm trying to remember where I read it, but they said basically 100 years ago, which would be 1915, obviously, mm-hmm. Or maybe a little bit longer ago than that, there was no such thing as a family who hadn't lost a child. Because either children didn't survive the first year of life very well, historically, and there were whooping cough and tuberculosis and all sorts of fevers. And so the idea that, you know, and when you look at human progress, you know, all you have to do is be on an airplane to understand that evolution just doesn't apply.
Yeah.
That we've had, what, 10,000 years, and we still can't get on and off an airplane. And now, you know, it's amazing. But nevertheless, that the idea that now that a baby that's born a pound survives. I mean, it's just extraordinary what kinds of things we've been able to do. And even having the discussion yesterday about regrowing nerve tissue and exoskeletons and let me tell you the rest about history, because there's all sorts of interesting things. Maria Montessori opened her first school and daycare center for working class children in Rome, Italy. Mm-hmm. The Montessori method in 1907. Yep. So that's just a little over 100 years ago. New Mexico was admitted in 1912 as the 47th U.S. state.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the 48th, do you know?
I know
Hawaii and Alaska were 49th and 50th.
Arizona, maybe?
Was Arizona the last one?
Arizona might have been the 48th, I think, because... Yeah. I think it was Hawaii was 49th and Alaska was 50th, I think.
That's true. I knew the last two. I just didn't know the 48th.
I think Arizona was the 48th.
I'd buy that.
I could be wrong on that. Yeah.
New Mexico beat out Arizona, huh?
I think so.
Well, there you go. You can sort of Google it. The first diesel engine automobile trip is completed from Indianapolis, Indianapolis 500, to New York. Who knew that?
Mm-hmm.
In 1930. Pan Am became the first commercial airline to schedule a flight around the world. That was 1947. That was relatively recent, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I would have guessed somewhat earlier than that for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something that you probably remember. Nancy Kerrigan was clubbed on the knee at the U.S. Figure Skating Championship in Detroit.
That's right.
By Tonya Harding.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
Or it wasn't Tonya Harding.
It was actually her husband.
Yeah,
it was her husband.
At the time. Yeah.
Yep. 1994.
And to this day, 21 years later, Tonya Harding still denies
having done anything to do with it. Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe she didn't. Maybe he just sort of took it upon himself.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, truly. Kentucky police officer accidentally shoots himself in the stomach. Man, that's not easy. You know, shooting yourself in the leg, probably, you know, the foot.
Mm-hmm.
But stomach. Maybe he just has a big stomach. U.S. cities are banning sledding because it could be way too expensive not to. How could you ban sledding?
I don't know. Sledding is fun.
I mean, sledding is fun. I love sledding. I lived in a place in Massachusetts where they had a big hill, and I went down it on one of those things that basically looked like a teacup,
mm-hmm.
and they thought I was the coolest mom because it went down backwards, and we missed a car by about 3 inches. I am one of those people that people say that their children aren't allowed to play with me. They were always allowed to play with my kid. They weren't allowed to play with me. Sliding down a snow-covered hill on a sled or a toboggan or a cafeteria tray. It's fun and dangerous if the bottom of one sled is slick. Considered a wholesome, family-friendly activity, one whose risks are generally accepted and often ignored by children and their parents. That would certainly be me. And then someone gets hurt, then legal action. Local governments can be held liable for injuries that occur in parks and other public areas, with at least 20,000 sledding injuries occurring in the U.S. each year. Public officials have plenty of potential lawsuits. The Associated Press recently reported a growing number of U.S. cities are banning sledding on public property.
Hmm. See, I think an easier way to fix
it. So you just
like
can't
that,
sue anybody.
Well, and I think, too, I think what some of these cities need to do is just places where they feel like are extremely dangerous for kids to sled on, just put up a sign,
you know,
just ban it in that area. You don't have to ban it altogether because there are a lot of areas that you can sled and you're not going to get hurt at.
Well, except, you know, I mean, it becomes, look, people like me who think, oh, wow, this is really great, and I was doing all the wrong stuff, and I was, you know, too heavy for doing it because it was for kids and flipped over. I mean, I just don't sue people. I figure I'm an idiot, and if I hurt myself, I hurt myself. But mm-hmm. somebody got $2 million following a sledding accident in Nebraska. The other got 275 from Sioux City, Iowa. Individuals who survived their accidents but were paralyzed for life. Mm. Yeah, but I mean, see, this seems to me, what happens, we need a lawyer on this one, that that basically if you say, if you ban something that says, you know, sled at your own risk, does that mean that the liability goes away?
Right.
Because that's what I do. I just say sled at your own risk.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? New Mexico, this is my favorite story of the day. Well, actually, there are a couple of favorite stories. New Mexico, wait, I just lost it. Wait a minute. This one sort of defines frustration. New Mexico man told $500,000 winning lottery ticket is a misprint.
Yeah. How about that?
I mean, I would sue somebody.
Yeah.
Right? That one,
and sue,
I would take my
friend. Sue him for $500,000.
No, I would sue him for pain and suffering. I would sue him for $1.5 million. What does a misprint mean? I mean, yeah. They're going to have to pay up on that.
Yeah. It's like, how does that happen?
What does a misprint mean?
Yeah. What does that even mean?
They said it was a mistake. He bought a scratch-off lottery ticket at a gas station in Roswell, New Mexico. Aliens were there. As he started scratching, he came across multiple winning numbers totaling more than $500,000, but the maximum prize for the ticket is $250,000. Okay, well, this is getting a little bit more something or other. There's one right here for $250,000. Below that, there's another one. It's a $250,000 winner. He thought he'd hit the big one, but he says when he went to the gas station to get his money, it didn't work. I took it back, and she told me it's not a winner. They told me that it was a misprint, and they don't pay off for misprints. He contacted the lottery, which said in email, we did find a flaw in that particular pack of tickets, and it's been reported to our printer. Sue the printer.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing this to our attention. I did a complete restriction of your ticket and was not a winner. He says, wrong. I mean, you thought you were a winner, and somebody tells you, no, you're not getting your money. If it was 50 or 75, I would not think twice about it, but this is $500,000. They did offer him $100 in lottery tickets.
Oh, how kind of them.
Well, there's probably a better deal to be made there. He'll get a lawyer, and he probably won't get $500, but he'll probably get more than $100 worth of lottery tickets.
Yeah. Wow.
But can you imagine that?
Oh, I'd be furious.
I would go and get a sled.
Yeah?
I just go sledding. I figure, you know, I've had it. 855-99
Dr. Joy. Can you go sledding?
With your lottery tickets.
In New Mexico, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the mountains, sure. In Taos, sure. Los Alamos, yeah. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So, renters, we've been lucky enough, we're in a professional building. It happens that we have an internal washroom, but no, we're probably the only ones here that do. There are washrooms that are outside in the common area.
Okay.
For most people. Initially, when we rented out, one of our renters, we've had some difficulty with. He doesn't shower a lot. He was using the internal washroom, although that wasn't stated in the rental agreement. But it would be things like urine on the floor, toilet paper all over the place. In short, he wasn't cleaning up after himself.
Right.
So over the last few weeks, my office manager came to me and asked me to shut that down. We put a sign on the door saying it's out of use.
Okay.
At this point, we're having problems with getting him to pay. He's become a little more antisocial. The office manager has come to me and said, you know, I need to deal with this since I own the company, and I'm sitting here going, this is really uncomfortable because he's the ex-husband of a girlfriend, but I didn't really know him well.
Mm-hmm.
I knew her, and so when he came to rent, he, you know, blah, blah, blah. But what I don't know is how to, I don't know how to deal with a renter who won't follow the rental agreement and how to make it just business instead of personal.
Fair enough. Well, I think you've just really put your thumb on it, and it's one of those issues that, as women, we are not particularly good at, which is, I think, why many of us are not entrepreneurs, is we make everything personal. And you're absolutely right that the distinction here is between the personal and business. And that basically you're the landlord. I assume that he has a lease with you. Is that correct?
We have a month-to-month agreement, yes.
Well, that's great. If it's only month-to-month, then you have an enormous amount of clout that you wouldn't have if he had a year agreement. And one of the things that you now have learned in an agreement is that there either needs to be some included in the rent, and which means you made up the rent a little bit, of someone to clean up that space if you're going to ever allow anybody else to use it again, so that it doesn't fall to you. Or to put as part of the agreement that you have to keep common areas clean, including the bathroom. Do we know what... All right, let's look at the dude for a moment. Do you have any reason to think that he's having some emotional issues that are undiagnosed at this moment?
Well, I know that his current marriage is not happy, but
that's not going to necessarily make you pee on the floor.
But is that an emotional issue? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, if he's schizophrenic, if he is on medication, if he's drunk a lot, if he's got a drug problem. Okay. All right. So, how often have you seen this guy recently?
Yeah, he happened to pop in. I was working yesterday on Sunday, and he happened to pop in and just walked by. Doesn't say anything. Heads down.
Okay. Does he pay his rent on time?
He does not talk to me anymore. Not always. No.
Okay.
Right now he owes us.
For how many months?
For some work that we did for him extra, we're an accounting firm, and he came and asked us to do some extra work.
And how long is the bill overdue?
Oh, about 8 months.
Okay. But that's separate
rent
from...
The rent usually comes in 2 to 3 days late,
All right. Well, the rent 2 to 3 days late, there are a number of ways of dealing with that. Because it sounds... Let's separate this off into two different areas. One is the money he owes you for accounting, which is different than the rent. And even though they both come out of your office, they're not the same. And they're different, remedies for dealing with them. An unpaid bill, you can certainly assess him interest fees at some point. If he's owed it to you, how much is it?
About $1,000.
Okay. You can probably take him to small claims court, which is certainly going to complicate the relationship. Do you think he has the money?
I have no idea.
Okay. How long has he been renting with you, Cynthia?
Sorry, how long has he been renting?
Yeah.
Did you ask? I guess about a year.
Okay.
Yeah, about a year.
So paying you 3 days late, well, it's irritating. And I think for those of us, especially who pay our bills on or before the date it's due, having somebody pay it 10 days late is irritating. But depending on what you have in the lease, it's probably quite okay. And it's not a take him to court kind of thing. So
can I just add one thing?
Sure.
So my staff, several of my staff have come to me about the body odor issue and about some of the social issues, specifically in the common kitchen. When the office manager had me shut down the bathroom, those kinds of issues.
All right, we've got a third area. The first is the money he owes you for accounting services, which I think has to be taken out of the landlady thing, and because they're separate services. And you may want to sort of go to him personally, and depending on how we deal with the other issues about being a tenant, and say, as a tenant, I have to talk to you about this, and also you also owe me some money from this. And my guess is, depending on what happens about the larger issue, the rent issue, that he may or may not be willing to do it. You may have to take him to court on that. But I would keep it as a separate issue right now, and because it is a separate issue, that it's different being a tenant than than applying for services. All right, so the issue, do you have anything in the rental agreement about the common areas?
Nothing specifically other than we have, you know, to follow the rules, and we have signs up saying keep it clean.
Yeah, but if it's not in the rental agreement, then you have a lot less leg to stand on. Now, presumably, if it's a month-to-month issue, it's less of an issue, but I'm just saying for the next tenant, if you sign a year issue, that you need to have something specifically in the rental agreement that says you have to keep the bathrooms clean. You're responsible for keeping the bathrooms clean and cleaning up yourself in the kitchen, and if you don't, it's basis for breaking the lease. And so you just need to have that going forward.
May I whine for a sec?
Pardon me?
May I whine for a sec?
Whine away.
We have other renters, because this place is huge, so we do have other renters. This is the only person.
No, I get it. I get it. But it's been the only, honey, it's the only person so far, which means that as a landlady, we're not talking about whether or not you're a nice person. We're talking about business, which means you've now bumped into a problem that may occur again. And because a rental agreement is a legal document, it is a contract.
Right.
And if it's not part of the contract, I mean, luckily with this guy, because it's a month-to-month contract, it's not going to be much of an issue. And what you can do is go to him and say, here's the deal. I have three complaints that people have registered, and this is part of a larger issue. Number one, my complaint is that your rent is always late, and I would appreciate it if you would get it to me on or before the date, not 3 days after. Minor complaint, whether or not you want to take that up is up to you. But as long as you're doing it, you might as well, you may want to do it, you may not. Number two, with the common areas, they are in fact common areas, and we have to take extra care after you've been in either the bathroom or the kitchen to clean up after you. So I don't know if this is a time in your life where you're feeling like you just can't quite get things together, at which point if you want to be out of the lease, you know, I will let you out of the lease. But if you continue to be here, it's really important for the well-being of the entire group here that you are a little more careful about the bathrooms and the kitchen. In terms of his personal hygiene, tricky issue because you're not his boss. And the fact that he smells, if he were your employee, what you could do is call him into the office and say, you know, you're a great employee, we really like you, but I wonder if there's an issue going on because people, and maybe he's homeless, maybe that's the issue, is he doesn't have a place to bathe. And so you could if you want to, all right, so that's the business-like way of talking with him about, look, this is a business arrangement, you are being disruptive, and if you can't if this continues, I'm going to have to stop your lease.
Yeah, you... All righty. Matt, we need you. Matt, pay attention. All right, there we go. 855-993-7569. There's actually some interesting news going on in the automotive world today, which is sort of good. We've been talking about the self-driving car. And Mercedes has now got something. They're talking about this whole new thing. This is the car show time of year, I guess. Boat show, I guess, is... I think boat and car shows. I guess spending a lot of money this time of year is what everybody's thinking about. I'll tell you about what your car might look like when we come back. You want a car? Good thing to do. They're saying it'll be the third after your office and your home. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it.
I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we've been talking a little bit about cars just because we were talking in the last couple of weeks and about the auto automobile, the self-drive automobile, which I think is a great idea. I mean, in terms of fuel consumption, in terms of safety, in terms of saving lives, presumably. As I said, we kill 55,000 people every year on the highway, so that's a huge savings of lives. But not to mention the pedestrians and the bike messengers and, you know, so... Yeah, I guess you'd own your own car, but I guess, as opposed to like taxis or Ubers or something like that. But anyway, Mercedes showed off their glitzy new luxury in motion. It's dubbed the FO15, obviously 15. It drove itself on the stage. It's got it's four seats. It's got saloon doors, which basically... open, like, remember when James Arness would walk through it through the saloon doors that they open in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's got bright blue LED lights along the front grille. which can light up as a signal to pedestrians that it has seen you and it's safe to pass. It can even display a mock crosswalk on the street and verbally tell you in a very pleasing voice to please go ahead. The car of the future is good-looking, smart, polite, and helpful. Maybe we don't need to date anybody but our car anymore. This is head of Mercedes cars. The concept car is just as spectacular. It has fewer buttons than your smartphone, like it has zero. The windows can be used as screens that display emails, video conferences, or whatever you want. Movies! It's electric. It doesn't need a bulky engine or transmission technology. There's more room inside to spread out. It has a free-floating control unit so that anyone in the car can become the driver. I guess driver being in quotes. And you can... you can also swivel all your seats around so you can face each other. They're saying quality time and private space will be the true luxury goods in the future. Luxury in Motion is the third place that offers you both. But despite all the glitz and glamour, there are still many questions to be answered when it comes to autonomous vehicles. How the car makers will ensure customer data is safe. Who is responsible in the unlikely event of a crash? Well, clearly they are. And if one is unavoidable, how does the car deal with ethical dilemmas like whether it should drive into a ditch or a wall, a young mother with a stroller, or an older person? So a self-driving car needs a moral compass. So do human beings. There are some areas that need discussion and solution. We are not alone in this race. They've been working on self-driving cars for 30 years, they said. A 62-mile drive of an automobile vehicle in Germany was completed last year. Now, I think that's very cool. The other really kind of cool story, I mean, Mercedes is talking about something a little different than most of us are talking about, but Toyota. I mean, this is a great story as far as I'm concerned. They have apparently like nearly 6,000 patents on hydrogen technology, fuel cells. And what they've decided is they're going to share them with other auto manufacturers. Isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool.
I mean, I think, yeah, they're saying, you know, all of us working together will get us there quicker. Offer thousands of patents on related technologies to rival automakers for free.
Hmm.
This is the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, where Omar was. We don't know that Omar was there. They said the Tesla. Because Elon Musk made the Tesla patents available to all, hoping to spur innovation. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So they thought they'd get some publicity out of it, which they do. At Toyota, we believe that when good ideas are shared, great things can happen.
Hmm.
I like this idea a lot. 5,680 patents available to automakers to build and sell their own fuel cell vehicles. Parts suppliers, energy companies, and bus manufacturers can also use the patents, which remains royalty-free through 2020. So 70 patents are directly related to hydrogen fueling stations. The move both Toyota and analysts say could spur the wider adoption of hydrogen electric vehicles. You know, it's really interesting that all this happens when fuel is at an all-time 10-year low. Or not all-time,
right,
but 10-year low. Well, I mean, clearly, looking at the future. So those are all kind of cool. And we have the idea is that they're looking at whales now because apparently there's a whale that lives 200 years and doesn't get cancer. So that's pretty cool because the assumption about cancer is essentially that your cells, that the immune system wears out. And so cancer is basically just cells out of place.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll either they're in the wrong place or that whatever mechanism to stop them has fallen away. So in theory, we're born with all those cells. And the question is, are they kept in check or not? And obviously, the longer that you live, the less likely they will be kept in check. So the notion is that even that when people die of other things, and most people do die of other things, that you die with cancer, not of cancer. So they're studying whales who don't have cancer, even though they live very long lives.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a bit more of the future, since we're still future-oriented, we were talking yesterday, and this was, I think, directly one of our responders on Facebook was talking about nerve regeneration, which isn't exactly what this is, but the idea is a paralyzed man moved his legs for the first time in years.
That's amazing.
I mean, how cool is that? I mean,
yeah.
It's great.
Phenomenal.
He said an accident with a drunk driver left him paralyzed below the chest. on December 5th, he got another chance. Researchers wheeled him into a laboratory in Louisville. He became the first study subject to receive a new therapy designed to help paralyzed people move their legs.
Hmm.
Cell transplant allows paralyzed man to walk again. Sensors were wired up and down his leg. They implanted electrodes in his spine. On his toe was a ring and a string. The goal was for him to pull that string with his toe. For 2 hours, the scientist sent jolts of electricity to the receptors surgically implanted in his spine. He tried mightily to move his legs, even a toe, but nothing happened. They played with different combinations of voltage, changing currency, and polarity. Still couldn't do it. Do you think you need a little more voltage? The neuroscientist said. He said, sure, let's give it a try. They amped it up, and his toe moved the string.
Wow.
Doctors changed the configuration of the voltage again, and something amazing happened. He bent his knee.
Mm.
A man who hasn't been able to move his leg since the accident was now lifting his leg off the table. That, I mean, that makes me want to cry, don't you think?
That's amazing.
It was pretty awesome. I questioned it at first. Maybe it didn't actually happen. I was just hoping it did. Over the next few hours, he lifted his leg several more times. Amazing. He won't necessarily walk again, even though his doctors are hopeful. 4 other paralyzed men have had this therapy, but none of them can walk, at least not yet. Other paralyzed men have experienced benefits from the therapy that some say may have been more important than walking. Now they can control their bowels and bladder. They can have sex.
Hmm.
I'd like to walk someday, but just give me sexual function and bowel and bladder control. I'm a happy camper. Man, it's amazing how your perspective shifts, isn't it? Another subject's blood pressure, which had been fluctuating wildly and making him feel weak, came back under control after the therapy.
Hmm.
They don't know. They said they plan to test this overall treatment in 7 more patients. I mean, look, it's a great time to be alive, right? It makes you proud to be human. I mean, we always look at all the awful things human beings do to one another, but every once in a while, you know, Toyota sharing nearly 6,000 patents and somebody helping somebody to move their leg after 2.5 years of being paralyzed. Good to be human. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.